I don't know. I may have just gotten up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, but I don't think that's all of it. I might be feeling a little cynical this morning. All of us do sometimes. But again, I don't think that's all of it. I'm afraid it might actually be true that everybody wants something from you. Everybody wants something from you. I mean, so many small things, am I right? I mean, the media companies want to force us into subscribing to a million streaming services just to see the content that used to be free. The grocery stores, don't get me started on grocery prices, and Publix has a near monopoly around us. Not to mention, April 15th just fell from the sky. Our tax burden has gotten more than out of hand. So I just feel it, you know? Everybody wants something from you. You feel it at the office. I mean, does your boss really appreciate the extra work? Or is he just trying to get more unpaid hours out of you? You feel it at home. Does that one friend, I mean, is he even really a friend? Or does he just like borrowing all your garden tools and keeping them for weeks on end? You hear what I'm saying? It just feels like everybody wants something from you. Now, you might want to argue with me, but I don't see how you can in light of today's parable from Jesus. This is Good Shepherd Sunday, 23rd Psalm, and of course, one of Jesus' sayings about sheep and shepherds. And today's story, well, if I'm honest, is a little depressing. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. Today, Jesus reminds us that only he, only the Good Shepherd, really has our best interests at heart. Today, Jesus reminds us that those who do not have the heart of the shepherd are going to try to steal and destroy. And for too many, it isn't what can I do for or even just with you. It really is what can I get from you? And it's just the same again. Everybody wants something from you. This passage is an important reminder, mostly about whose voice you are listening to and who you are following. This is a sinful and broken world. There's kindness in it, of course, but plenty of darkness as well. Jesus' parable is a reminder, basically a reminder that everybody wants something from you. How far that goes is a question worth thinking about. But I believe Jesus here wants you to consider that the possibilities go as far as what the devil himself wants of you, which is, of course, to have and to devour your soul. The Good Shepherd is your safety, your loving protection. That is the image our Lord gives us. And I cannot imagine that there is much that is more important to know. Jesus can and will keep you safe because you are his beloved sheep. But does that presuppose that Jesus does not also want something from you? Everybody wants something from you is what I said. And I meant that inclusively. The shepherd wants something too. I would be misleading you if I said otherwise. There is a reason a shepherd keeps sheep, of course. The shepherd wants the wool. Jesus wants, hopes that your life will produce something. That is the wool that Jesus hopes to gain from us. He wants us, his sheep, to produce kindness and disinterested love to help him fill the world with some measure of his grace. Jesus wants us, our lives, to produce patience, the sort of patience that reveals the trust we have in our Heavenly Father. And Jesus wants his sheepfold to produce generosity, the generosity of spirit that makes us relinquish more of what we have to help those who are in need. Everybody wants something from you, But who wants what is worth knowing and keeping closer to the front of your mind? Those in partnership with, in relationship with Jesus, want the best for you, like the shepherd himself. None will be perfect in that. We are all fallen creatures. But we sheep should be trying to look after each other as best we can. Most of the world just wants what they can get from you. Some want to distract you so you miss what they are doing behind your back. Some want to co-opt and without question your vote and a bit of your treasure. Some want every last penny you have earned, either to waste or to fill their own pockets fuller. The devil, and I am forced to remind you that he is real and he is relevant. He sees sheep as lamb chops and nothing more, and he is hungry. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, wants you to have endless joy, abiding peace, and lavish love. In fact, the Good Shepherd has already given you those things through his own suffering and triumph over death itself. If the shepherd also wants a little wool, if he wants you to produce a little something useful, it seems unwise to me to begrudge it.